Okay, so the Tour of Alberta announced their new route and exciting things about this year's tour. It's got a team time trial and some mountain stages, and we're lucky enough to have Ryan Anderson on the other end of the line. And there's a special stage in there for Ryan because it's his hometown's, and we're going to find out more about the tour and Brian's thoughts. And he's the defending top Canadian for the last 2 years in a row. So probably a little bit added pressure on Ryan this year, but we'll find out how he's going to handle it. Are you there, Ryan?
Yeah, I think this year is a really important year for the Tour of Alberta. It'll be the first time in the mountains, and getting into we're in the national park this year, which is pretty unique, especially for Canada. I don't think it's easy to get a race in the national park, so that's pretty exciting. And the race is going to look a lot different than the last previous 2 years. And yeah, I think it's a great step. For the race, and it'll continue to give a little bit different perspective this year.
Yeah, and it's exciting with the team time trial as well. That's a new innovation, and it's going to set things up for anything can happen in those kind of races as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a unique year with the World Championships being in North America, the team time trial. So I think that the Tour Alberta catered to that a little bit,
Sure.
which is definitely, I think it's a great idea.
The world's here, like you say. So Spruce Grove, your hometown. And got to be a special feeling, and having one of the stages go through right where you were born and raised, eh?
Yeah, I think it's pretty exciting. Looking forward to doing that stage. It'll be, it's going to be different. I was at the release of the race in the winter there, and just talking to the people and being in Spruce Grove again.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just all the energy and everyone that's involved in the race there is really excited about the race. And I told them then I didn't really think it was, if you would ask me 10 years ago, I didn't think that the race would be ever going through Spruce Grove or this would be happening. But
Sure.
this year we're doing it, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question. It's great to see that Canada's got great races, international stature races, right in our own backyard. And like you said, 10 years ago, you wouldn't have thought of it, and we probably wouldn't have thought we might have another track as well in Milton. So, lots of things like that are happening first, and looks like it's here to stay. Tell us a little bit about your season so far. I know that you were telling me before we started that you had a crash and you had a collarbone break. So that's been a little bit of a tough start for you. But tell us a little bit about the lead up into the season and coming into this race.
Yeah, no, it's been a different year for me for sure. I started in Europe with the team over in Portugal, and we had a really good racing, and I was able to get a stage win in one of the races in Portugal. So that was like a high.
Sure.
And then a couple weeks later, I crashed in the finish of one of the races and ended up breaking my collarbone. So that was definitely a bit of a low point. And but my recovery's been going well. Unfortunately, I had to miss California this year,
Yep.
but it's just made me more motivated for the rest of the year, and putting a little, it puts a little more pressure on, the stuff in September and August, September. But yeah, I'm feeling good about it and feeling strong, so I'm happy.
Sure. Well, there's pressure no matter what, and but it's great to see that you're back and that you're and I think you were saying that you just had your first race just recently in the US.
Yeah, just started last weekend, so I'll race Philadelphia this weekend as well. And yeah, I took some good things out of last weekend and feeling pretty good now, so looking forward to moving forward.
And you've got such a strong team with a lot of strong Canadians. Leah Kirchman is there, and Annie Ewart, and Denise Ramsden. How does it feel racing on a U.S. team with such a good, such strong Canadian content?
Yeah, it's definitely nice. The women's team has been doing fantastic. All the races and yeah, I mean it's nice to see that. And there's a lot of Canadians. I think we have five on the men's team this year too.
Sure.
We work the whole team gels together quite well, and I think the Canadian part is just fun. It's having a couple of guys from Canada to relate to a little. It's nice to have. There's always a few different things between the United States and Canada, so being on the road, especially Will and I are quite close, so we travel together a lot. It's
Okay.
yeah, it's always enjoyable.
Sure, I was going to say, is there some U.S. Canadian banter? But no doubt there is, and it exists anyway. So, in close quarters like that, I'm sure there's a lot of kibitzing around.
Yeah,
for sure. So, what after Philadelphia? What happens then for you? For the later part of the season.
For me, it'll be I believe it's called the North Star Grand Prix, or the one in Minneapolis this year used to be the Nature Valley. So that's a big stronghold for our team. A lot of the main sponsors are from Minneapolis, sure. So I'll be going up there, and then from there I'll do the Canadian Nationals.
Yep.
The road race and Tour de Delta, and then yep. Another big one for me is the Gastown, Gastown Grand Prix.
Sure.
Yeah, and then from there I'm just going to build into Colorado and Alberta.
Okay, so you've got a nice sort of season mapped out and just steps along the way, and hopefully some podiums, and your form comes back quickly. And I know that at the press conference today you were with Rob Britton, who's also having a pretty good start to the season, eh?
Yeah, it's really nice to see Rob for all the years, and it's really, he's having a great year, so it's nice to see.
Yeah, absolutely. His win at the Tour of the Gila was very suspenseful, and I think your teammate Mike Woods won the last stage, right?
Yeah,
a good Canadian finish there, and we love to see the Canadians kicking some butt no matter where they are racing. Well, that's great, Ryan. So thanks so much for spending time with us, and we wish you all the best with the rest of the season and racing this weekend. And of course, we hope to see you on the podium at the Tour of Alberta, and especially at Spruce Grove. But wherever it takes you, we'll be rooting for you. So
great, thank you very much.